Hey there, Low Tide and Twilight fans. We're back with more exciting developments in the lives of our favorite characters. In Chapter 10, Taiju and Aeyon are getting even closer, with Taiju revealing that he thinks Aeyon smells like flowers. Can you believe it? And the way Taiju gets all worked up when he smells Aeyon, it's enough to make any fangirl swoon. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the hottest and wildest yaoi podcast on the planet. Get ready to fan yourself because things are about to get steamy. That's right, it's time for Zeal Kojoshi, the show that's all about yaoi manga. I am Cece, your host, the ultimate Kojoshi, who's always on the hunt for the hottest and juiciest and most thrilling yaoi manga out there. I've read it all, and I'm not afraid to share my honest and unfiltered thoughts with you. From sweet and romantic love stories to spicy and steamy tales, I got you covered. My reviews are not only informative, but also hilarious. So you can expect to laugh your socks off while I spill the tea on your favorite yaoi manga. But before we start, this podcast is explicit. We'll be discussing mature themes, explicit themes, and all things that makes yaoi manga so delicious. So if you're not comfortable with that, it's probably best you tune out now. Let's get one thing clear though. Spoiler alert, I am not afraid to dish out spoilers. So if you haven't read the manga we're talking about, you might want to skip this episode. But if you're brave enough to join us, we promise to make it worth your while. If you're ready to join us on this spicy adventure, grab a cold drink and a cozy blanket and get ready to join me on this wild ride of passion, laughter, and all things yaoi. Welcome to Zeal Kojoshi. Okay, but it's not all just fun and games. In Chapter 11, things take a more serious turn when Taiju tells Aeyon that his debt has increased. It turns out that the house that his dad owned, Sayuk, didn't sell for as much as Taiju hoped for, leaving Aeyon with even more debt than he was in before. It's a really tough blow, but with Taiju by his side, we know that Aeyon can get through it. But Aeyon, on the other hand, is feeling the heaviness of all of the debt that is placed upon him. And then we jump into Chapter 12. The love between Taiju and Aeyon continues to blossom. They're practically inseparable by now, acting all lovey-dovey with each other. Taiju even teases Aeyon about being his wife. It's just way too cute for words. But as we've seen before, there's always trouble lurking around the corner. What will happen next to our beloved characters? We can't wait to find out. And that's it for this chapters of Low Tide in Twilight. Stay tuned for more exciting developments in the lives of Taiju, Aeyon, and the rest of the gang. Until next time! Attention to all yaoi manga lovers out there. Are you a talented individual with a passion for all things Fujoshi? If so, Zeal Kojoshi wants you. We're on the hunt for a team member to join our passionate and hilarious crew. If you have a knack for reviewing yaoi manga, a love for all things is spicy and steamy, and a desire to share your opinion with the world, then we want to hear from you. Join our team and help us spread the Fujoshi spirit to all corners of the world. Whether you're a writer, editor, or a social media guru, we want your talent and expertise to take Zeal Kojoshi to the next level. So, if you're ready to embark on this exciting journey with us, reach out to us in the description below and let's make magic happen. Join the Zeal Kojoshi team today. Let's show the world what the Fujoshi spirit is all about. And that's a wrap. fellow Fujoshis and Fudanshis. We hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Zealed Fujoshi, where we dished out all the hottest and juiciest yaoi manga. Remember to follow me on social media, where I share even more yaoi goodness and behind-the-scenes content. And if you're loving the manga I am reviewing, don't forget to support the author, creator, by purchasing their work and spreading the word to your fellow Fujoshis and Fudanshi friends. Thanks for tuning in, Zealed Fujoshi, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Until then, keep the Fujoshi spirit alive.